1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today. Oh boy. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, one and all. It is 1906 UTC on a beautiful Friday, October the... Hold on. Okay, there we go. Sorry, I'm using my phone, but as you can hear, no cars. We are inside. I'm logging into Anon Radio and Com. All you gotta do is SSH over to sdf.org. Then once you're there, launch Commode Chat by typing C-O-M. Then press G for go to. And then Anon Radio, all lowercase, all one word. And when you do that, you will find yourself in the Anon Radio room, hanging out with cool people like Seizo and Ratsu and Stug and WX Barth. Barth is here as well. And probably X1 will be hanging out with us soon. Jazzmaz is always listening. Shout out to SMJ, wherever you are. And Koyo's in the house. Welcome, welcome. Good to see everybody. Welcome. We've got lots of fancy news to talk about, domestic and otherwise. I failed to sort my news, though, so we're going to be kind of bouncing around. Not as good segues and stuff, but there is a lot of death and destruction today. So, whew, hold on to your hat. We're going to get there. So, first, one of the only Democrats who opposed an assault rifle ban was a Democratic congressman named Jared Golden. And he opposed a ban on semi-automatic weapons until 18 people were mowed down with automatic weapons in his state. And suddenly, just like everywhere else in the United States, as soon as something bad happens to you, you care very much about that subject. But until that something bad happens to you, who knows? Which is kind of why the women's rights and abortion and stuff like that are so gnarly. It's like, unless it could happen to you, nobody's going to care. Anyway, the third-term congressman was elected in 2018, flipping the district to the Democrats. Since arriving on Capitol Hill, he has broken with his own party to vote against several gun control measures. He doesn't support any version of that, he said at the time when talking about the ban on assault-style weapons that was passed by the House of Representatives in 2022. He's one of five people that held out, along with some other East Coast guys. Let's see. He asked for forgiveness and says that he's going to change his position. So that's something for you. Now, let's jump over here. Now, the United States, this is kind of funky. Sorry for the ordering of things. And I'm in a mood, so I'm a little more editorializing than normal. But hey, we're going to get through it. U.S. strikes Syria bases used by Iran-linked groups. This comes from the BBC. Something that is kind of a predictable playbook. The United States and the Empire of the United States kind of needs to be at war to keep things going. And we were doing great blowing stuff up in Afghanistan and in Syria. But eventually, we couldn't blow up anything else in Syria or in Afghanistan, and we returned it. But they've built back. They've built back, so now we're back to blowing up Syria. But yeah, the Empire definitely needs to have battles going on in that war money flowing into the U.S. and out of the U.S. So anyway, the U.S. has started blowing up stuff in Syria again. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said the strikes were in response to recent attacks on U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria by Iranian-backed militia groups. Why the U.S. has bases, military bases there? Well, you guessed it. Because we gotta maintain the status quo in the empire. George Santos is facing expulsion House vote next week. Embattled Republican Representative George Santos faces expulsion from the U.S. House of Representatives next week in a vote called by members of his own party. Congressman Anthony Desposito took to the House floor on Thursday to formally demand the vote of expulsion and read the resolution. Comes after prosecutors filed 23 charges against Mr. Santos earlier this month, including identity theft. Mr. Santos denies the charges and has insisted he will not resign, but he's come under increasingly pressure to quit the chamber, and several other Republicans from his home state of New York said they would table the resolution earlier this month. And in this case, when they're talking about tabling it, they're not meaning, like, bring it up to vote right away. That's something I just learned. Tabling something Britain versus the United States, they mean different things, apparently. How did it get... I said table something meaning, and it told me cost of living in UK? US versus UK. Here it is. Stack Exchange to the rescue. Okay. The first meaning is to present or submit formally for discussion or consideration. Common in English-speaking regions outside the United States. The second meaning is, originally and chiefly, U.S., to postpone consideration of, especially indefinitely, to shelve something. So those are the two meanings. So whether or not, which way they mean here, we'll try and guess with context clues that when they're saying it's come under increasing pressure to quit the chamber and several others, they said they would table the resolution earlier this month. I'm guessing that means that they're going to talk about it presently or soon, as opposed to not talk about it at all. Because this is all about him quitting. But anyway, that was kind of news to me that, Ratsu and X1, howdy. Santa embattled? Say it ain't so. N.W. Salmon. He left. Goodbye. What else? There we go. The sudden death of China's former number two leader, Li Keqiang, has shocked many. The sudden death of China's former second-ranking leader has shocked many people in the country, with tributes offered up to the ex-official who promised market-oriented reforms but was politically sidelined. Li, who died earlier Friday of a heart attack, was China's top economic official for a decade, helping navigate the world's second-largest economy through challenges and rising political, economic, and military tensions with the U.S. and the COVID-19 pandemic. He was extolled as an excellent Communist Party of China member, a time-tested and loyal communist soldier, and an outstanding proletarian revolutionist, statesman and leader of the party in the state. That's what the Xinhua news agency said in a brief obituary. So yeah, it's kind of surprising or questionable to some that he was the number two, he was fired, and then he died a few weeks later. Suspicious or not? Up to you. Let's see. Israel news. This will just be just some headlines, because you can see all the death and destruction you want just on this. Israeli troops backed by armored vehicles and aircraft have mounted another ground raid into Gaza in advance of an expected invasion. Don't worry. They're not dropping white phosphorus on their own guys. So at least you don't have to worry about that, I guess. Fresh bombardments before dawn killed dozens, including children and a journalist, the Palestinian Authority-run news agency reported. Aid workers are preparing to send 8 trucks with food, medicine, and water into the territory. The Commissioner General for the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees said sporadic, limited deliveries were just crumbs when measured against the humanitarian needs of 2.4 million people. Yeah, if you have 2.4 million people, even if you had just 2,400 people, 18 trucks is not a lot of supplies. Anyway, satellite images provided by Maxar Technologies and Planet Labs show how the bombardments reduced towns and cities to rubble, with rows of residential buildings erased. And so far, there have been 7,131 casualties. And the closest one is in 2014, there were over 2,000 casualties. Don't worry, the death's not over. don't worry, the deaths are not over. The killings will continue until morality improves. Ron DeSantis had been claiming he sent military equipment to Israel, but surprise, surprise, it was a lie. There's very little that this man won't lie about. Ron DeSantis is receiving pushback from Israeli diplomats, Florida Democrats, and the White House after he falsely claimed credit for a gun-running operation to assist Israel's military operations in Gaza. The Florida governor and presidential candidate said that he'd worked with Israel's consul general in Miami to send military equipment, including drones, body armor, and helmets. Not so much the case. His boast, however, started to unravel when Mor Elbaz Starinsky, Israel's consul general, told the news agency he had not asked for DeSantis' help, and the governor's involvement was limited to smoothing paperwork requirements for a previously arranged shipment of rifle parts ordered by his government. "I'm not aware and would find it very bizarre to think that somebody is procuring weapons and sending it to Israel," he said. "This is not how we work, and certainly not privately funded." DeSantis made the hardline support to Israel a prominent part of his flailing campaign. He's probably not going to go anywhere. He's not a very smart man. What else? Let's see. If DeSantis had actually done it, it would be a very serious crime. Very good point, Publius. Very good point. The Spanish clergy, get this. I don't know if you know about this, but the Catholic Church molests and rapes children. Well, apparently the Spanish clergy sexually abused more than 200,000 children in inquiry estimates. More than 200,000 children are estimated to have been sexually abused in Spain by the Roman Catholic clergy since 1940. The report did not give a specific figure, but it said that in a poll of more than 8,000 adults, 0.6% said they'd been abused by members of the clergy when they were children. This figure equates to about 200,000 of Spain's adult population of about 39 million. The proportion increases to 1.13%, equating to more than 400,000 people when including abuse by lay members of the church. It's just amazing. 500,000 people. God bless it. The Roman Catholic Church has been rocked by a series of sexual abuse scandals around the world, often involving children, over the past 20 years. In Spain, a traditionally Catholic country, has become highly secular. Clerical abuse allegations are now gaining traction, leading to accusations by survivors of stonewalling. So yeah, don't worry. Not a lot of that. Just 500,000 people per 2 million. Something Iran-Contra scandal. The states are not allowed to make war on their own behalf. That's 100% true. That's important. We're a federation. Or the states all work together. The Utah Senator Mitt Romney said, ha ha ha, he's such a whack job, when someone told him that what Donald Trump had told him, had called him. So, not taking it seriously. Otters, quick death and destruction break. There we go. Publius doing some quick math for us. So here's a quick break from death and destruction. 841 plus one, beloved mischievous otter who swiped surfboards gave birth to a pup. California otter, known for harassing Santa Cruz surfers and eluding capture, is seen floating with her baby lying on her belly. That's right, the otter that was out there stealing surfboards this summer is a parent now. Hopefully it teaches the little baby otter how to steal surfboards. That'd be pretty cool if there was like a family of surfing otters in California. I think it would be cool. All right, back to destruction. The Fukushima nuclear plant workers have been sent to the hospital after being splashed with tainted water. That's right. Fukushima and nuclear energy. News time. The operator, TEPCO, says the workers came in contact with the wastewater when a hose came off accidentally and been taken to the hospital as a precaution. Four workers at the Fukushima nuclear plant were splashed with water containing radioactive materials, with two of them taken to hospital as a precaution. The incident took place on Wednesday and highlights the dangers still facing people in the plant. Five workers were cleaning pipes at the system filtering wastewater for release into the sea when the two were splashed after a hose came off accidentally. Two others were contaminated when they were cleaning up the spill. Radiation levels in the two hospitalized men were at or above 4 becquerels per square centimeter, the threshold which is considered safe. X1 pointing out, some of the worst criminals are the parents, and all are former children. Yep, exactly. 100% of children grow. 100% of criminals were children at some point. We've been told the condition of the two workers being hospitalized is stable. TEPCO said that both would be in the hospital for about 2 weeks for follow-up examinations. The incident came a few days after the company released a second batch of wastewater from the plant, and as United Nations inspectors visited the facility for a safety review. So, hopefully they figure it all out and we don't have any trouble. And Publius saying 1 becquerel is 1 disintegration per second. Oh, interesting. So 4 is the safe limit there. Just as an update, Israeli bombing of Gaza, particularly in the north, increases its intensity as communications in the enclave are cut. A military spokesperson says Israeli ground forces are expanding operations. And Al Jazeera has saying negotiations mediated by Qatar on a ceasefire and prisoner exchange deal between Israel and Hamas are progressing and at an advanced stage, which I thought was very promising. Let's see. Israel, so not the United States, but United States weapons, blowing up some stuff in Egypt. Blasts hit two Egyptian Red Sea towns near Israeli border. Projectiles hit two Egyptian Red Sea towns on Friday. Sources and officials say wounding at least six people. Egyptian Army spokesman Colonel Gareb Abdel Hafez said an unidentified drone crashed into a building adjacent to a hospital in Taba in the early hours of the morning. Later, another projectile fell near an electricity plant in a desert area of the town of Nuweiba, two Egyptian security sources told Reuters. So, who knows? We're going to just expand this. It's going to be a global catastrophe, maybe. Let's see. Well, don't worry. Gaza is not the only place having trouble. Ghana. Limited gas supply triggers nationwide power outage in Ghana. That's right. Most parts of Ghana have been plunged into darkness due to lack of gas to power the machines to generate electricity. Power utility Ghana Grid Company Limited says the situation has caused a 550 megawatt peak hour supply shortfall at the Tema power station near the capital of Accra. The major outage began Thursday evening. Ghana is currently going through its worst economic crisis in a generation. So a June study said the country's current energy supply was extremely unhealthy. What's funny or interesting to me is, maybe Publius or somebody in chat knows, is in the United States, it's like one of the shutting the grid down or the grid power plant going offline is like this huge deal and getting it to restart and sync up with everybody. But it seems like, is there just one power plant? Like, are the power plants not interconnected? Thrigg saying load shedding was common in Pakistan. Power outage? Yeah. A couple of can-dos would set Ghana right. Yes, exactly. They published schedules in the papers, then didn't follow them. Oh, gosh, Thrigg, that would suck. Publius believes that this... Oh, there we go. So that's what's going on in Ghana. Here's a throwback to Fukushima. Publius believes that this water is no more radioactive than what was drunk by some Canadian nuclear plant workers in a famous sabotage incident where a disgruntled worker put heavy water from the reactor into the office water cooler. See you later, Sazo. Thanks for stopping in. In a lot of countries, the interconnections are minimal. Also, the generation is mostly from quite small units, diesel in most cases. Ah, thank you very much. There we go. If you don't have interconnected power stations, doesn't work. So here's some death and destruction for you. News of a massacre spread during the morning after an attack overnight on the outskirts of Oicha town in Beni territory, the epicenter of years-long rampage by IS-affiliated Allied Democratic Forces. So there's at least 26 more dead in the territory of Beni from the ADF. So hey, there you go, 26 people. They had a lot of pictures of caskets there. Nuclear power. It's 1924, so let me just tell you about, let me just do a quick ad here and let you know. You're listening to News to Me, show that airs every Monday through Friday at 1900 to 1930 UTC. On Saturdays at 1900 to 1930 UTC, you can listen to our very own Publius and a step further out, or farther or further, I always forget, a step something out. And it's a great show. And then, of course, Dubious Goals Committee comes on every goddamn day at 1930 UTC right here on and on radio. Powered by SDS, so thanks for being here, thanks for being a member. But yeah, 1930 UTC, Dubious Goals Committee. If you can't get tickets to a show, or if you need, like, you got a finger that you can't quite pop, or maybe you've got a hangnail, all these things can be cured by the Dubious Goals Committee. All you gotta do is listen very hard and think good thoughts while listening. And you can be empowered by the Dubious Goals Committee. Hey, welcome, Merman. Welcome, welcome. And the can-do plant outside Karachi, which started up in the early 70s, have been fascinating. Oh, well, that'd be interesting to hear about. Repair work underway at the Crisco Nuclear Power Plant. I actually don't know how to say this. It's K-R-S-K-O, but it has a symbol. The S has a like a little upside down hat on it, and there's no other vowel, so I'm guessing it makes a vowel sound. So the Crisco nuclear power plant was shut down in early October after the discovery of a leak in the primary circuit connection system pipeline. Operator Nuclearna Electrica says that following further investigation and analysis, a decision has been taken to replace the complete pipeline segment of the reactor vessel to the first valve. And get this, I actually have a link to an image, so I thought this was kind of cool. And Puglia says, say Kursko or Kursko. Ah, thank you, Kursko. Kursko, Kursko. So sdf.org/l/1e2, that's sdf.org/lima/1echo2, sdf.org/l/1e2, all lowercase. And this is in Slovenia. Thank you very much. But yeah, if you look at that image, there's like a bio-shield concrete part of the pipeline. They'll be replaced with a new one. This is kind of neat. I thought it was a cool picture. The reactor was shut down as a precaution when they detected the leak. So that's kind of cool. And Poland's Pomerania backs proposed nuclear plant location. It's supposed to be a very cute nuclear plant. I like Pomeranian dogs. I think they're cool. The decision by the regional authorities to determine the territorial scope on both land and sea of Poland's first nuclear power plant and the Lubiatowo Kapolino site and the Czozowo municipality in Pomerania means that the Polski Elektrownia Jądrowa, or PEJ, has received the right to use the area for preparatory work. The proposed plant to be built on the coast in northern Poland is to feature three Westinghouse AP1000 reactors with a total capacity of 3,750 megawatts electric. The decision, issued by the Pomeranian Volvody Derizu Drelik to determine the location, is not the same as a building permit. A separate permit will be needed to perform preparatory work, followed by a permit to build a power plant from the nuclear power plant from the National Atomic Energy Agency. So pretty cool, though. I think any new nuclear or nuclear power plants coming online is pretty darn cool. But yeah, there's a lot of death and destruction in the world. It kind of sucks. But hey, I'll be back on Monday with more news you can use. Let me see if I've got any news that we missed. Well, I've got plenty of news that we missed, but see if there's anything super cool to talk about. Here's one more nuclear story that I thought was kind of cool. Ultrasafe Nuclear Corporation and Westinghouse were awarded Department of Energy funding totaling $3.9 million. Yeah, I think we talked about those guys. Let's see. What else can we talk about? I know I've got another story here. I accidentally closed the window. That's depressing. Here we go. Here's one. According to pregnancy leads to a permanent rewiring of neurons, according to research that gives new insights into the influence of hormones on behavior. The research in mice revealed that their parenting instincts were triggered by changes in the brain that occur in response to estrogen and progesterone late in pregnancy. Similar changes are likely to occur in the human brain, according to scientists, who said the work could pave way for fresh understanding into parenting behavior and postpartum mental health. So hey, there you go, a little bit of extra news. X1 saying, Publius says, USNC is supposed to be working on a nuclear rocket engine for deep space. Very true, very true. I've got that. I think we touched on it once a long time ago. The Kursko is a Westinghouse-built reactor. Nice. The kind of middle finger to the USSR by Yugoslavia in the 70s. Well, stick around, you guys. The Dubious Goals Committee is coming up, and then I'll be back on Monday. If there's anything wrong or if you didn't like the show, just please listen to the Dubious Goals Committee and feel those feelings melt away. All right. 8, 7...